Do you remember, Ambassador, how the idea to establish this type of foundation came about?
Well, I don't really, I was not one of the, those original little founding group, who I think were mainly Finley Burns and Dean Brown and Bob Blake, I don't know who else. But they came to me, or their circular, I think, to Foreign Service retired people to ask about the help of resources. And my wife and I are fortunate enough to have a small family foundation. And so we gave, I think it was Bob Blake who had asked me about it, and we gave them $15,000. Which was delightful. I think they'd not received anything quite that large from anyone before, and they were really pleased. So about, I guess, maybe 5 years later, they asked me to be a member of the board, which I was pleased to do. And I guess my main interest is the fact that the Foreign Service means a great deal to me. I remember when I received an award from AFSA, Foreign Service Association, 2 or 3 years ago, and in my talk at that time, I said that I was a little bit like, my feelings for the Foreign Service were very much the same as Charles de Gaulle's feelings for France, and his the Memoir de Guerre of Charles de Gaulle begins with the phrase, je me suis toujours fait une certaine idée de la France. I've always had a kind of a special image of France. Then he goes on to speak about his career and so forth. And that's the way I feel about the Foreign Service. It's been a lot to me. I was in it for 39 years, and I'm still a Foreign Service officer. I feel that it's a little bit like being a senator or a governor or a colonel. That you're a Foreign Service officer all your life. So I'm proud to be that. And I've enjoyed being on the board, and I think it's a very good institution, and I think that the Protective Association has really owes a great deal of gratitude from us for all the work that you've done. I don't think that we begin to compensate AFSPA for its management of the whole operation. So I'm very pleased to have been a member, and I think that the work that's done is very good. I think that the it's always a pleasure at each board meeting or an occasional notes from the chairman to hear individual stories of people who have been helped and what it's been possible to do for them.